So we learned on Tesamet Aleph, the Yisoid that we should always remember, because it's not a machlokes, that machlokes is from where we learn it, but there's no machlokes that you're not chayav achatos unless it's an aveira sheyesh bekaris. If it's an aveira that the mezid is karis, then shigagos echatos. If it's not zdoine karis, then it's not shigagos echatos. The Miches Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph brings the following kasha. We have this idea that in Shamayim they don't punish somebody until he's 20 years old. That in Shamayim they are no einshim until someone's a ben chaf. And Olam Hazeh, Bezdin is ma'anish, ben yagimel. Once someone's bar mitzvah, he gets an einish in Olam Hazeh. But in Shamayim there's no punishment until a ben chaf. Where do you know that from? Anybody have any idea? So one of the places is Rashi in this week's parasha. It says that Sarah, she was ben kuf ke ben chaf belichait. So I think that's where the Re'im, the Mefarshei Rashi, say, because in Shemayim they don't punish until you're ben chaf. Actually, it comes from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tes, and a Gadat the Gemara that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish Klal Yisrael, Yitzchak Avinu made a cheshbon. He said, how long does a person live? 70 years. 20 years, you don't punish. So it's only 50 years. 50 years, half the time is night. So it's 25 years. Half the time, they're busy with parnassus. 12 years. Like he whittled down, Yitzchak Avinu whittled it down. He said, this many years is left, so I'll take care of it. I'll be a kafar. But the Gemara there says that 20, dal esrim deloimi anishalei, says that until 20, you don't get punished. As I state in the Gemara. And Rashi there, in Shabbos Pei Tes, says the marker for it in the Chumash is from the Dar HaMidbar that wasn't punished, only those that were over 20 were punished for the Chet Tamaraglim. Only those that were over 20, they were punished on the 60th birthday, they died. So 40 years, they died at 60, so only from 20 to 60 were punished. So HaKoponim, the Miches Chinuch asks, and it's not his kasha, he brings it from the Chacham Tzvi, and the Maral, he doesn't say where the Maral is, maybe it's this week's Parashat Taka, and the Neid Behuda. They all ask that if someone's under 20 years old, he shouldn't bring a chatas. Because since under 20 there's no karis, because Ein Sheh Shemayim don't apply until you're 20, so there should be no chatas under 20. Why would you say such a kasha? Huh? If I asked you the kasha, I didn't tell you that such gedolim asked it, and the Chinuch and the Chacham Tzvi, that's one thing. But the kasha itself. Again, what's the kasha? That under 20, there's no karis, so there shouldn't be chatas. What? You're not chayiv karis, so you're not punished karis. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. Okay, I would have phrased it. I would have understood. It's an aveir. It's an issa karis. This isser is an issa sheish be karis. So you have a pass because your person's under 20, but the aveir is still an aveir sheish be karis. So maybe you should bring a carbon. And that's what I would think. A cotton doesn't bring a chatos because he's not mechuyev v'dinei chatos. The parsha of chatos in the Torah wasn't said to a cotton, so he doesn't bring a chatos for different reasons because the parsha doesn't apply to him.
Maybe for 20, but the veir in Shemayim, like it is, not the veir for a cotton in Shemayim, like that. First considered a cotton.
But we know he brings a chatos, so why is he bringing a chatos? In Shemayim, he's considered a cotton, there's no karis, so why in Olam Hazeh does he bring a chatos? So I would have said this teretz, I would have understood, but not one of them says this teretz that I saw. Okay, Maral, I don't know where it is, I don't know what he answers. Miches Chinuch doesn't say a teretz. So they hold that it's a kasha, that under 20 and not chayiv karis, why are you chayiv achatos? So I have to admit, the fact that it has to do with this week's parasha made it more interesting to me. So I went to look up the Chacham Tzvi. It's Tshuva Memtes. Chacham Tzvi says two things. His first thing he says is based on our Gemara. He says, we passed like the Rabbanim. Right? We have Rebbe and the Rabbanim. He's talking like the Rabbanim. From where do you know that you're not chayav a chatos if there's no karis? From Torah achas yelochem, loise bishgaga, hukshu kula Torah kula lavaydis kechavim. From a hekish of kol Torah kula tavaydis zarem, avis kechavim davish chayim lezay nekaris, so she goes a chatos, go she goes a chatos, so she goes a chatos. Says we learn it out of the Isra avaydis zarem. That's what we learn out the din of a chatos. So he says, just like avaydis zarem is an avera, that you have to bring a chatos, even though you're not chayiv karis under 20. By avodah zara, lamaisa is a chatos after 13, and there's no karis under 20. So all other averis we're learning from avodah zara. So however it is by avodah zara, that's how it is by other averis. It's the interrets. No, why? These the words it says in the Chacham Tzvi. Look it up. I'm not making it up. He says, Torah achis yelachem, you learn all aveiris from avay dezar. Just like avay dezara, yechayev achatas, you have to 13, even though there's no karis. The same thing, shara aveiris. So I don't understand the words, because akash is by avay dezara too. We're not only asking by shara aveiris, we're asking by avay dezara also, by avay dezara itself. When you're 13, you shouldn't bring a chatas because there's no karis. Just like if you're megafe for menashek the avodah zarah, which is a lav, there's no chatas. So under 20, it should be no chatas. So it's very hard to understand the first teretz of the Chacham Tzvi. He brings the Maral's kasha. He says ein lo shachar. Doesn't make sense because of this reason. But we don't understand. I think we all don't understand what's going on with his first teretz. His second teretz, which is in the Neid of Yehuda as well. The Yehuda is in Chelek Bey's Simen Kuf Samach Dalid. They both say that it's not true that under 20 there's no Einish and Shemayim. They say the whole Yisoid is not Emes. Ein Meshivim in Agada. You don't pass it from Agada to Gemaris. You don't pass it from Agada to Gemaris. Rashi says it's from Chumash, the Meisei Midbar. So they say you can't learn from the Meisei Midbar. Meisei Midbar, if you were over 60, you also didn't get punished. Right? They only died those between 20 and 60. So over 60, didn't get punished. So we're going to learn to that, Kola Tarakula. If you're over 60, there's no punishment. Not Emes. So you can't learn from Meisei Midbar. Rashi says it. It's an Agadita. Gemara says it's Agadita. We have to understand Agadita's. He says maybe Pshat and Agadita is because that, you know, Lamazay, you don't get punished under 20, but in Shemayim you do. He says he gives different reasons. And they both say that if you're in the Chacham Tzvi, Otu, someone under 20, could go kill somebody, as long as there are no Eidim, but go kill somebody and he'll be off the hook. Go rob a bank, he'll be off the hook. Because there's no Einish for under 20. He says, Otu, such a thing? No such thing. So, they argue with the whole Yisoid of under 20, that you don't get a punishment. They say, Kimmer from Agadah to Gemaris. I watched Rashi in the Chumash this week, so I don't know. You'll be Mavis Edris, the first Rashi, you'll get to it, you look around. So he says, Pshat. Well, what's interesting is that there are a whole bunch of nafkaminas lahalacha. They bring a whole bunch of nafkaminas ladina. Neid Yehuda has another tshuva on the topic, also in Chelek Beis, Arachayim Ches. Lagabi saying Kaddish, he has a shayla, someone who's saying Kaddish for a child that died under 20. So, as you know, in earlier generations, there was a Seder for Kaddishim. People didn't say Kaddish together. One person said Kaddish. So someone tainted that if he's saying Kaddish for someone under 20, he doesn't get punishments in Shemayim anyway. So it shouldn't have Kedima. He should lose his Kedima if it's under 20. So the Rebbe Yehuda says there's no such thing that you don't get punishments for under 20. Truth is, the Rebbe Yehuda goes further. If you want to hear this, the Rebbe Yehuda says in Shemayim they even punish for under 13. If you're a bar das under 13, you do an aveira in Shemayim, they punish. In Olam Hazeh, we assume under 13 is not a bar das. But in Shemayim, Rebbe Yehuda goes the other way. You know, we think that 20 is off the hook. What's his makar for under 13? He says it off his sorry. He says there can't be ma'isim in Olam Hazeh if there's no punishment for you. That's what he says. There can't be ma'isim in Olam Hazeh if there's no punishment for you. The truth is, for under 13, it's a bigger chiddush. But Eshayia, it's a stipler of brachas who explains such a shita. The ketanim under 13 now have a p'tor einus, so they're not anusim, they're not anusim. He doesn't say the words that I've used, but he said he has this mahalach. But anyway, I just want to tell you, without going into the whole agadata, that there's nafkamina for this kaddish. There's another shaila, which is the Chacham Tzvi shaila. It's in the previous tshuva. Lagabe digging up a mace. There are two reasons we don't do pinoy a mace. One is because of evil ha mace. Take out a body when it's decaying is a bazaya for the mace. And the second reason is something the Gemara calls cherdas hadin. That the body during the first year there's a din in Shemayim, and if you disturb the body there's a cherdas hadin. There's a fear of din. However, that works in Shemayim. We don't have a pasuk by Shmuel that there's an idea of cherdas hadin to dig up a body. Nafkamina is, let's say they bury a mace, and afterwards someone realizes he dropped his wallet. He was one of the buriers, and his wallet fell in. So Shaz, could you dig up the kever to get the wallet out? So af nivel a mace, they just buried it an hour ago. There's no nivel; the body's not decaying yet. The Shaz is cherdas hadin. So the nidain is the matirim want to argue that if the person that was buried was under 20, there's no cherdas hadin. There's no din in Shemayim. So this whole the deal of cherdas hadin doesn't apply. So it should be mutter. So we have the Chacham Tzvi, the Yehuda, and there's a tshuva of some sefer also. All three say that there's no such thing, that under 20 there's no einchim. So I think everybody here is over 20, but if you thought at some point that you were going to be off the hook for it, so all three say that's opashit. They have to know the Mefarshim on this Rashi say fakert. The Chacham Tzvi writes, even though the Re'eim and the Parim Yafis Parshas Chayasara say fakert, nevertheless he argues. So I don't know. We might as well paskin that there's no einish. You might as well no. But anyway, these gedolim hold that way. What? There's no kaddish for. So that's why the Rebbe Yehuda says that even a cotton, they are einchim shemayim. Be according to this cheshbin. Yeah, there is kaddish for cotton. The question is if you have kadima.
Okay, so you see that's not holy,
and you're einchim shemayim. Chari, you're right. I should add, remember what you're saying, the Yehuda adds one more nekuda. He says, "Lufima sha'omru amakubalim," that there's such a thing as gilgulim, the shamas that come a second time. He said, "Then bechlal, the whole time that falls away. It could be he was once over 20 in his previous gilgul. So he needs the kaddish. He needs the there is cherdas hadin that he adds." What's interesting is that this has nothing to do with Yavamis. It has to do with the sugya that happens to be here, Agav in Yavamis. The Malbim has a sefer, Artes Achayim. In the beginning of the sefer, in Simen Aleph, he has a taina, this whole agadat is about under 20 being punished or not, from Davches Amid Aleph in Yavamis. Real Yavamis. From where? Rabba said, Erva gufa ain't tzarech kra. You don't need a leha for issa erva. Why? You don't need a leha that you're not miyabim in this erava, because ain I say daichalaisa say sheish bekaris, right? I say is that a daichalaisa sheish bekaris. So memele erava guf ain sarah korah. Fractum album. What is Rava saying? I don't need a pasuk that you're not miyabim your brother's wife if it's your daughter or if it's your other relative. You're not miyabim your brother's wife. It's different. So I say, ain't I say that on the Hesher Bekaris? So the malbim, you still need a pasuk. If the person is under 20 and he's coming to be miyabim, so for him, it's a lois to say she'en Bekaris. If you hold that under 20, there's no language. For him, it's a lois to say she'en Bekaris. So you need a law to tell you, not miyabim and erva. Well, it's a lois to say she'esh Bekaris. You have a kasha? Now, what do you say to the kasha? Strange kasha. Technically, it sounds right. Our Rava says you don't need a leha that you're not miyabim your daughter or your erva, because Zayin say that's Yesh Bekaris. He says you need a leha if the brother is under 20. It could happen. A 19-year-old boy and his brother dies without children. His brother's married someone who's his erva, so you need a pasuk to tell you not miyabim by him. It's not a leha Yesh Bekaris. Then what? If that's pshat, then you're right. We'll have to see if that's Emes pshat. Well, Chanan in Yon Aleph talks about it, which has to do with this taisis a little bit. So we'll get to it. You know, what would you say if you're sitting with your chavrusi? Your chavrusi asked you this kasha. What would you say? That's what I would say. It's really the similar thing that we said at the beginning. All these kashas assume that if you don't get karis, then it's not a leisa sheyesh bekaris. If not for all these gedolim that are tumbling over this, I would have said, if I cared, I would have said, what do you mean it's not a leisa sheyesh bekaris? It is a leisa sheyesh bekaris. The iser is a karis. He is off the hook because he has a reason to be off the hook because he's under 20. So this nakuda, why don't they all say this? I don't know, but could be the whole anyway that the whole thing that under 20 you don't get punished. They hold up his svara; it's not true. So maybe that's why they don't go into this. But it seems that the whole hanacha seems to us to be a bit chiddush. Okay, akoponim. It's an interesting varna of the parasha. If they bring it in to hear to Yavam, this is interesting. Let's see the next Gemara. Omar Leilevi the Rebbe. Here we come back to Yavamis. Omar Leilevi the Rebbe. My area, the Tani Tezvav, Listi Tezayin. So I have a 16th Isser in the Mishnah. What was the 16th Isser? Omar Leilevi. So Rebbe was very harsh with Levi. He said, I think you don't have a brain in your skull. My daitoch, what are you thinking about? Ibai anusasaviv, that you can have a case, a 16th case. What's the case? You have two brothers. One marries a woman. The other one, it's his mother. How's it is his mother? Then it's his father's wife? No, it's not his father's wife. His father never married her. Anusa Saviv. His father was Bayalar without marriage. Anusa Saviv. So him and his brother share a common father. But they have different mothers. So Imai Anusa Saviv, one brother marries her. And then it falls to Yibam, to the other brother. So now it's a 16th erva. He can't marry his mother. He can't be out of his mother. So now we have a 16th erva. So he told him, "My daitach imay anusa saviv, anusa saviv plucked at Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanan he." Is his brother allowed to marry anusa saviv in the first place? could the brother marry a nusa sabi? That's a machlokes. Uveplukta loikamayri. The Mishnah doesn't want to go into machlokes. So b'meila, that answers the kasha. See, he's right. There is a 16th erva. If you hold that the brother is allowed to marry the anusa saviv, then you do. But since it's a machlokes and the Mishnah doesn't want to go into something, even though like the Rabbanan it's a 16th thing, doesn't want to go into something, that's a machlokes. So Gemara asks from other Mishnahs. Now Pasha Pshat, how do you understand the Plukta like Hamayri? Right, you have all learned Mishnayos all your lives. What does it mean Beplukta like Hamayri? Mishnah doesn't want to go into a machlaikis. Mishnayos always go into machlaikis. No? Mishnayos, what do you mean Beplukta like Hamayri? The Mishnah doesn't want to say machlaikis?
It's in a number. There's a lot of questions on a lot of different cases.
So that's the way I understand. A number is saying something clear. A number, it's a way to remember something. You want to remember all the arayas in the Mishnah. Let's say you want to sit down, you have nothing to do, you're sitting in the airport or something, or on the train, and you forgot to bring a sefer. You take out a paper and a pen, and you try to see if you can figure out all 15 arayas. Be interesting. So the Mishnah is telling you 15 as a way to remember. So that's the way I understand the Gemara. When the Mishnah tells you a klal to help you remember something, it's something clear. It's not something that's in a plukta.
Okay,
it's
that their machlokes is only when I'm just telling the teachers.
You mean the next piece of Gemara? What do you mean?
The what? I'm just telling you Allah when to give you
one. Our Mishnah?
I'm telling you Allah when to give you one.
Right.
That's not machlokes. Who can marry who? That's probably our Allah permission, you learn it no matter what.
But you could have said 15, and like the Rabbanan, there's a 16th Rabbi Yehuda argues.
What did you gain by having that 16th?
You know the halacha that this is obvious. Just like what you gave from the 15th over the 14th. You gave him the 16th over the 15th. What you're saying is you can figure it out. So doesn't the Mishnah always tell us lists of things? The whole 15 is a list. The Gemara is saying we want to refrain from mixing a plukta into it. It sounds like it has to do with the number. The truth is, though, look at the next Gemara. Gemara says, "Vaplukta like Hamayri v'loi." Is it true that the Mishnah is not talking about machlaiksim? Mary isa mitzvah isa kedusha the pligi Rebbe Kiva Rabbanu v'ketani. A little bit of a problem. It's saying that the perek does have machlaiksim. That the parrot does have machlaiksim, and the Gemara answer is a kashin. The Gemara answer is the pirkon kamrina. So the Aruch Lener asks on this Gemara such a lashon b'chisal k'daitach b'chol ha'mesechta like a plukta. Matmiya on the Gemara's havamina, was there a havamina that the whole mesechta is no machlaiksim? It's not a little strange that. So Gemara's the answer with a pirkin kamer. What was the havamina? So it might be that the Mishnah and Daf Chaf, it also says klal amru biyavama. It's also coming to tell you a klal. So maybe we knew that the Masech did a lot of machlaiksim. But the Makshin said by klalim, you don't mix in machlaiksim. But in Perek Sheni it says klal amru. It does say. So Gemara answers the pirkin kamer. So what's the teretz? I don't know exactly. In our parak, we don't mix in machlaiksim. I guess once you finish the first parak of Yavamis, you're used to getting confused already. So you'll manage when you get to Daf Chaf, a little more confusing. You know, you're already getting used to having to work on it. Maybe that's exactly what it means. You don't want to start the first parak with machlaiksim. Okay. V'loi, v'ari yisa mitzvah, v'isa kedusha, t'pligi v'rebekiv v'rabbanan, v'ktani v'pirkin. Aye. There are cases of yisa mitzvah, and Issa Kedusha, the Pligir of Kibur Rabbana, Biktani Biktani. I'm sorry, Bipirkin Kamrina. I said that already. Va Be Shammai Matirin Esat Soros Lachim Be Sil Laisrim. Ayah brings the machlokes beisham and bishul. Teretz is beisham, mekem bishul, ain't in bishul. Let's see the bottom taisvis, which is the ikker tumel here in the sugya. And let's see, taisvis says, "Issa mitzvah, issa kedusha." What's issa mitzvah, and what's issa kedusha? So we said there are three types of women you're not allowed to marry: arayis, isurei karis. That's the list now in Mishnah. Then there's isurei lavim. It's also for a regular person to marry a Isser Lav. And then there are Shniyais. Shniyais, I told you when we started the Masechta, Shniyais are those that are Asser Midrabanan. Why are they called Shniyais? Why, and would he ever have an Isser Midrabanan called Shniyais? The answer is, why did the Rabbanan Asser with Shniyais? They Assered one more generation. Not allowed to marry your mother Minatayra. They added a second level. Your mother, you're not married. They added, you're not allowed to marry your grandmother. In Atayra, you're not allowed to marry not your daughter, not your granddaughter. The Rabbanan added one more generation. Your great granddaughter also. You're not allowed to marry your mother in law, in Atayra. Your mother was mother, that's Shniyais. In other words, it's called Shniyais because it's an Issur Rabbanan that came by adding an other level. Usually it's a second level, occasionally a third level. Generally they added one more level. That's called Shniyais. So three types of people are now allowed to marry. This is Derais, this is Rabbanan, and Lavin. Now obviously, it's a Karis Derais, that's our Mishnah. Lechal Tzavu Lamiyat. It's a Derabbanan. Obviously, in Ichalitza, and you don't marry, it's Rabbanan. What about Isurei Lavin? Somebody has to lav in a Torah. What's the din on something that's a lav? And a false to you to Yibam, such as Grusha Lakayim or Mamza Vinisin Li Yisrael, it's a Isalav, what do you do? So on Daf Chaf, we're going to have a Machlaikis. The Chaf Amid Aleph, Rav Gidl Amar Rav holds that Minat Torah, Yisurei Lavim, Choltim Velay Miyabim, Xeris Hakasav Yibrim, Yisurei Lavim, Minat Torah, Lacholitz Velay Miyabim. But Rava, the Amid Beis argues, Rava says no. Rava says, Min HaTaira Asei Deichal Ais Asei. And you're allowed to be Miyabim in Isalav, but only be a Rishayim. Min HaTaira, not the way you would think from the Chumash. From Chumash, you would think the mitzvah of Yibam is you buy a lot till you have a child. Malkim, Malkim, Shem. From reading Chumash, that's what I would think. That the mitzvah of Yibum is to be Miyabim Har until you have a child. If it takes 6 months, it takes 6 months. If it takes a year, it takes a year. The Gemara says no. The mitzvah is Bia Rishayna. The first Bia, that's a mitzvah Yibum. Bia Shnia is awesome. A Bia Shnia on a Isurei Lavim is awesome. Mimela, Minat Torah says Rava, Isurei Lavim, you're allowed to do one Bia. And that's it. Then you have to give her a get. You have a kaimit to see Yibum. Midrabbanan would geyser be a Rishayna to be a Shniya. If you're going to be matim to marry her with a be a Rishayna, we're afraid that he'll end up doing be a Shniya too. Lasov is Motatar. And Chazal would geyser be a Rishayna to be a Shniya. That's the story with Yisurei Lavim. Okay, again, this is important for learning Taisis. That the heter is only be a Rishayna. If you hold a say, Dechalaisa say. And Biyashni is Asr. Biyarishayna atu Biyashni. That's the halach. Now we learn Taisvis. Vari Issa mitzvah is the Kedusha the Pligi Rebbe Kivu Rabbanan Zog Taisvis. Bechol Duchni Pshita Leila Hashas. Throughout it's Pasha to the Gemara. The Chai Ve'lavim Le Rebbe Kiva. What does Rebbe Kiva hold? He holds Ein Kedusha Taisvis Bechai Ve'lavim. Rabbi Kiva holds that a child from a Chayve Lavim is a Mamzer. That a Kedushin Taisa B'Chayve Lavim. You can't marry Chayve Lavim. We don't hold that way, but Rabbi Kiva holds that way. Lav B'nei Chalitza V'Yibam Lenu K'may Chayve Krisis Hacha U'Baharo Gabi B'Tzuadaka Krushokha. Reperek Dalin Mises. Taisa brings three places in Shas. The Gemara names up for Pashtus that like Rabbi Kiva that holds ein kedushin taisa b'chayve lavim. There's no yibum mechalitza on chayve lavim. Just like us by an erva, there's none. Fractisis, b'tema l'ri. Amai loy amrina nami l'Rebbe Kiva d'leisi asay v'letchid dais d'leis asay. Loy Rebbe Kiva, why don't we say asay d'aycho lois asay? And chayve lavim should be allowed to do yibum. This says be a rishayna. They should be allowed to do a first bia. The Taisus kasha is the loy Rebbe Kiva. Why don't you do yibum? Why don't you do yibum? Because I say the chalais I say you should do yibum. Now obviously Taisus kasha is like Rav, right? Loy Rav Gidlam a Rav, especially because there's a custom for lavim. Especially because there's a custom. There's always a special because there's a custom. But we're saying now like Rav, which our Gemara is talking. Our Gemara is going. That's the machlokes Rebbe Kiva for Rabbanan. Our Gemara is saying, the light the Rabbanan, there is such a thing as yibum of chayve lavim, and the Rebbe Kiva not. So frak taisis, what's the difference between Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan? That's taisis kash. Taisis blayv shor. The Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, all three say the following teretz. They all answer Taisus Kasha. See, here we have to be careful because I have to tell you the Lashon of the Ramban and then the way most Achrayim understand the Ramban. Because we're going to really, it's not going to be, not everyone's going to agree what the Ramban means. So the Ramban is a Rishon. He talks the Lashon Katsara. And I assume the Rashi and the Ritva are similar in the Lashon. I'll tell you the words they say. And then the way most Achrayim understand what they're saying. The Ramban says, why, like Rebbe Kiva, can't you do Yibum? Why don't you say, I say, Dach Alayis, I say? And for the Ramban, Zela Shainai, he says that since Kedushin Anatayfis by Alav, since Kedushin and Atayfis, he can't be married to her. Therefore, there's no Zika in the first place. There's no Zika's Yibum. There's no connection of Yibum. Because, and Kedushin types him. He can't be married to her. You can do a Bia. I say the Halaisa said. But you can't be married to her. And Kedushin types him. If it's a Kedushin types him, it can't be Yibum. What's his Kavana? So the way we understand his kavana, and this is in all a whole list of achrayim, the Reb Shimon Siman Aleph, Baruch Lener, and the Shah HaMelech that they all bring here, and Rabbi Chanan, they all understand the following. We cleared, is the mitzvah of Yibum to marry the woman or to be boil the woman? What is the mitzvah of Yibum? It says in the Torah, Yavama Yava Yaleha, you should do a Bia. Ulekacha Laila Isha, you should be married to her as a wife. Is the mitzvah the Bia? Just Mamelia married to her. Or is the mitzvah to be married to her? Just how do you get married to her? Through Bia. What is the mitzvah of Yibum? The being kind to her as a wife? Or the Maisa Bia? This we clear it numerous times throughout the Masechta. And we said that the Rambam klar holds the mitzvah is kinyan, because the Rambam twice, the Rambam is sefer HaMitzvahs, when he says it's a mitzvah of Yibum, he teaches the mitzvah is to take the brother's wife as a wife, to marry the brother's wife. So the Rambam says it clearly. We had another Rambam a week ago that said that ein kedusha types of b'chayve krisus, he can't be miyabim. He also said because he can't be married to her. The Rambam holds the mitzvah is to be married to her. And we said that was Rashi's mashmois. We had a Rashi that was mashmois, the mitzvah is to be married to her. And most achrayim neman, the mitzvah is to be married to her. If you say the mitzvah is to be married to her, then Taisus Kasha is answered. What? Taisus Kasha wasn't on Chalitza, because Chalitza you taka do do, because even we paskin, you do chalitza on isurei la on chayve lavin. So Tosis kasha would be that you should do yibum, because we paskin isurei lavin you do chalitza for whichever reason. Tosis kasha was that you should be allowed to do yibum too. So on doing yibum, the kasha is like Rabbi Kiva, we should say dechalitza, say you should do yibum. The teretz is that you can't be kainah for a wife. Since you can't be, it's not shayach like Rabbi Kiva to be kainah for a wife. So mainly you can't do yibum. Why does it help that you could be bayil? Once you bayil her, you have to have her as a wife. And ein kedusha taifsa b'chai v'lavin. So the, what are the Ramban's words? Since ein kedusha taifsa, therefore there's no zika. We understand that to mean the mitzvah is to be kind to her as a wife. You can't be kind to her as a wife because she's Yisurei Lavin, make condition taisa, b'chai v'lavin. Okay, you're right. One second. But at least the pashtus of the Ramban, I hope you understand. Again, the pashtus of the Ramban is that you can't be married to her. Since you can't be married to her, therefore, you can't do the mitzvah. Now, she has to do the mitzvah. But Meila, Tosis Kasha's answer. Now, before I go weiter, pashtus, we could understand Tosis didn't answer that way. Maybe because Tosis don't hold, the mitzvah is the bia. Maybe. We're always struggling to find the klara rishon. We had achrayin in the chasina, for example. We had klara holds the mitzvah to be it. We were always struggling to find a rishon. Maybe Tosis didn't say this teretz. Maybe because Tosis holds the mitzvah to be it. Now, getting back to the Rambam, we say like the Rambam the teretz says you can't be married to her. What? We said like Rashi. We have to look back what we said. Did we say that? I think we said Rashi. What was the raya? Yeah. The raya was Katana. Okay, maybe I'm remembering wrong. Maybe we said that in Rashi. I'm remembering Fakert. I'll have to go back and take a look. Okay. Again, we say Pshat in the Ramban that you can't be kind to her. So you can't be kind to her. So Yo is asking, but if I say Daichaloisa say, so maybe it could be kind to her. If I say Daichaloisa say, maybe it could be kind to her. So the Aruch Lener adds a Knech. He doesn't mention the Ramban by name, but he says this Teretz. He has a nice, there are pilpul, call it a kvetch, a squeeze in order to make it work. Listen to what he says. He says, what are we going to be matir? Only one bia. Be rishayna, not be shniya. Right? What are we saying? I say dechalaisa say. Do be a rishayna. And let's include in I say dechalaisa say, there's no lav, so you can be kind of her for a wife. She could become your wife. Because since I say dechalaisa say, there's no lav. So we ask on the Ramban, what do you mean? You could be kind of her. That say pushes away the lice, say. So Kedusha should be typhus. So Dr. Achlaner, 1 minute. When are you going to be married to her? Before the Bia, you're not married to her. The Bia makes you marry. So when are you going to be kind of her for a wife? Before the Bia, not kind of her. What happens the minute the Bia is over? The minute the person finishes the Bia, who says, so now you should be kind of her. So Dr. Achlaner, the minute you finish the Bia Rishayna, the Isur Lav comes back. Because now Bia Shniya is Asur. Right? She's a Grusha Takai. So the Bia Rishayna is Mutter. But the minute the Bia Rishayna is finished, you're also to do a Bia Shniya. Now that I do a Bia Shniya, the Isur Lav comes back. So you can never be Kainaha for a wife. Because the minute it's over, she's right to Chayvei Lavin, and ain't Kedushin Taisim, but Chayvei Lavin. There's never a split second that you can be kind to her. Because Kozman, the Bia is not done, the Mitzvah is not done, you're not kind to her. When are you kaina? The second the bia is over, then you're going to be kaina. But then the lav comes back. He says, though hechetimtza, even if you say, I say, dechaloisa, say, the lav is gone, it's only gone because a man, you didn't do the bia rishaina. As soon as you finish the bia rishaina, this it comes back. This it comes back, so why do you have a problem? So Rosh Lener adds this connect to the Ramban. So the insight is that if you can't be married to her, there's no asay dechalais asay. If you can't be married to her, there's no asay. You're not makai mitzasibum. You're not makai mitzasibum. So everything is good. So it's a nice teretz. It's a nice neat thing. You have here the corner of Tess of the Days. You have Tess's Kasha, the Ramban's teretz. It's inside the stick, so it's very nice. Everything is good. Rabbi Chanan comes along with a problem. The Rabbi Chanan is in Simen Yud Aleph Ois Tes. The stipler in Simen Aleph Ois Gimel deals with the kasha. I don't think he quotes Rabbi Chanan. He deals with the kasha as well. Same kasha. What are we saying now? That even though I say it's the chalaisa, say it doesn't help you because ain't kedushin types. So you can't own the woman, own her meaning, owning her bailus. You can't be married to her. Rabbi Chanan says that this pshat is a major problem. It can't be emes. Why? Because we said on the Chesam et Aleph, we said that Erva Gufa ain't Sarah Kara, we said by Karis. Ain't I say, Daicha Loisa say Sheish by Karis. Therefore, you can't be Miyabim Isurei Erva. Right? That's what we say on Chesam et Aleph. The Gemara really on Dalet Amid Aleph, which is skipped, is what talks in the whole Sugyam, I say Daicha Loisa, the whole five lives is based on that. That if I say is daicha loisa shiresh bekaris, then you need a pasuk. If ain't I say daicha loisa bekaris, then you don't need a pasuk, right? That's the whole sugya of I say daicha loisa. So, Rav Chanan, 1 minute. What do we just say? That even if I say is daicha loisa, say you still can't do yibum because kedushin are not taifis like Rabbi Kiva. Right? That's the teretz, the Ramban's teretz. That since, even though when I say is daichal, I say, but you can't own her because like Rabbi Kiva, and kedusha types of bechayv elad. So B'chanan asks a bomb kasha. He says, what's the whole sugya? Ain't I say daichal, I say sheish bekaris? So you can't marry your daughter when she falls to your terror. Let's say, and I say is daichal, I say sheish bekaris. Let's pretend, and I say is daichal, I say sheish bekaris. Could you be Miyabim, your daughter, or any one of the 15 Erevs? Think about it. Let's pretend for a minute and I say, is Daicha Laisis Yesh Bekaris? Huh? Could you do Yibum? To a Issacharis? That's the answer. Which you figure out on your own. According to the lumdis that we just spoke out a lumdis in the Ramban, Pshat and Rebbe Kiva. Now we just spoke out Pshat in the Ramban, and everyone 80% of the Achrayim learned Pshat in the Ramban this way. That even if I say as Daicha Loisa say, you can't do Yibum like Rebbe Kiva because Ein Kedushin Taifsin. Right? The insight is the mitzvah is to be married. That's the insight. Mitzvah is to be married, not to do a bia. If the mitzvah is to be married, so Rabbi Kiva, you can never be married, so you can do you. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, think for a minute. Let's say I say is daicha loisa shesh bekaris. What does that mean? Someone's daughter falls to him to Yibum. He's saying, I want to be Miyabim. Yibum is daicha, marry the issa to marry a daughter. So let me go and do the miyabim my daughter. I say daicha loisa yesh bekaris. What will we answer him? If I say is daicha loisa yesh bekaris, let's say it is. And Amir comes to Desna. And he says, my daughter fell to me, to Yibum. I have a mitzvah say to be Miyabim. So Loisa says, Shesh Bekar is my daughter. I say, I want to be Miyabim her. What will we tell him? What will we say? L'chayra. We would say, Ein Kedushin Taifsim. The mitzvah is to be married to her. The mitzvah is not Bia. The mitzvah is to be married. So it's taka true, I say declaration of Karis, but in condition Typhson, it doesn't help. You're going to be Bayal her. You do the Bia Rishayim, you'll be Bayal her. You're not going to be married to her anyway. Kedushin is not Typhus. And if you hold the mitzvah to be married to her, then how's it Shayach? If the mitzvah is to be married to her, so how's the shayach to do an essay on a lesson of Shmekaris? You're not going to end up marrying her anyway. Now the truth is, this is a stark akasha, not just on this Ramban with its explanation. This is a general akasha. How could anybody hold the mitzvah is to be married to her? If the mitzvah is to be married to her, what's the whole thing about Ein Asay Dechel Lesei Shmekaris? The kasha is, without this taisis, is a very stark akasha. What? Me Rava hold Mrs. Debia. Everybody else doesn't agree with Rava. Doesn't agree. No, but I think it works the other way. Let's figure it out. If you disagree with Rava, then you're saying that I say Dachal Eishes Shmekaris. No, everybody holds that I say Dachal Eishes Shmekaris. If you disagree with Rava, you need some reason why you need the pasuk. But if you're going to say, I say it's Dachal Eishes Shmekaris, according to what I was saying now, it's not going to be good enough to argue with Rava. Because if you say, I say Dachal Eishes Shmekaris, you say, that's why I need Aleha, you're still going to have a problem. Because you still don't need Aleha. Because even if I say is Dachal Eishes Shmekaris, still you can't do it if you hold the mitzvah to be married. So it's not only Rava, it's the Didan also, that this kasha is a problem. Now this is probably the major kasha on the shita that the mitzvah is to be married. As I told you, most achrayim learn it's a beferish Rambam. It's hard to make a strong case against it from Svaris. The Rambam says beferish, the mitzvah is to marry. Most achrayim, Neman, the mitzvah of Yibam is to be married to her, not the Maisadiyah. We have now a major problem with it. The major problem is this kasha, that it can't possibly be that the mitzvah is to be married, because then what's the Havamina and Asay is Daicha Loisa say, by Bitai, Kedusha Zatayfis by Bitai. It's important that you work on understanding the kasha. Tomorrow I want to come back to learn Stiplin Ois Gimel, says Monteritz, and in Ois Dalid, where he explains Taisvis, he has another Mahalach, which would really be, I think, would be a second Teretz on the kasha. So Stiplin Simen Aleph, Ois Gimel and Dalid, I'm going to try to do that tomorrow. Now after this we're going to turn the page. It's important that the big Rashi on the Amid Beis, which takes a long time to learn through, that doesn't scare you out of the Masechta. If you thought the Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph was hard, this Rashi too. I want to tell you that long Rashi has two parts. If you have my byprint of the Gemara, five lines down in the wide lines, Kidaparishit, you should put a dot after Kidaparishis. Until Kidaparishis is pshat in this Gemara. Okay? Rashi, until Kidaparishis is pshat in the Gemara. So Kidaparishis, and then it says the Kamar of Yehuda, Bakulan Tezvav. From the Kamar of Yehuda is a Cheshbin. You should learn it. He goes through all 15, all the Cheshbinis. Pshat in the Gemara is until Kidaparishis. You should take the time to work on it. It's Hashem. And I'm not going to go through the Cheshbinis in Shir. It's just a matter of calculation, of calculating the Rashi. So, it's Hashem, I'd like you to work on it. I don't know, people that do it exactly. It takes about an hour just to work through the Rashi. But Baruch Hashem, you're not holding by that, you know what I mean? So, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll do it tomorrow. Do you know if the school is back? Is he going to show us tomorrow?